talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're right to the front lines of history in the making. We're going to China. Mainland China, communist China. Taiwan is China. The legal title name of Taiwan is the Republic of China. The legal name of the mainland China is the People's Republic of China. Each one says they're China, and they're right. They're both Chinese. They're both largely Han Chinese, H-A-N, predominant race within China. You know, we think of everything as monolithic. It's not monolithic. There are many races throughout Asia. The fact is they both speak Mandarin. Well, mainland China is communist China, and it is now reverting to some of the things that characterized it before Richard Nixon opened up to it in the early 1970s. Deng Xiaoping came in, they modernized China, they made it more of a control communist slash capitalist society. People's standards of living went up, there were certain freedoms. That is being erased. I'm going to give you four examples of what's occurring over there. The first one in the news yesterday, China attacked Elon Musk. Elon Musk, our Elon Musk, attacked him in the United Nations. Why did they attack Elon Musk? They attacked him because their space station, they have a space station up there. The Chinese have a space station up there. In July and October, had to implement preventive collision avoidance control tactics because of potential contact with satellites from Starlink Internet Service, which is a division of SpaceX, which is owned by Elon Musk. Now, let me unpack that for you. When you get up out of our atmosphere into space, you know, these people that went up, Bezos and this one and that one, went up. It only took 10 minutes, the whole trip. You get into space pretty quickly. You get up around 70,000 feet, 90,000 feet, you are in space. You're weightless. And there is a ton of garbage circling around the globe in orbit forever, presumably forever. Many of them are satellites. Many of them are satellites that we use for GPS, we use for communication, we use for phones and everything. And there are certain protocols among nations, but you have China and you have Russia that have disregarded it. Back in 2005, China caused almost an incident with our space station. They destroyed, in a practice maneuver, one of their satellites, and the debris came close to our space station, and Russia did it this year. Russia did it on purpose. Russia targeted one of their satellites, an old musty satellite. They wanted to show that they had guidance control and they could destroy something in space, and they blew it up. And it came so close to our space station that we, for a while, very briefly, thought we were going to have to evacuate. And we put in a complaint, and Putin grinned his crocodile grin and so forth. This can't keep going on. Well, good for Elon Musk. Elon Musk didn't do this on purpose. He didn't do it on purpose, but he has satellites up there. He has satellites up there, which are divisions of SpaceX, which he owns. And the Chinese are now complaining when they did this in 2005 on purpose, and Russia did it this year on purpose. There's got to be an international treaty. Neither of these people is reliable or trustworthy, but you can assume that they will look out for their own interests. And you can't just have this garbage. For instance, when Russia blew up their satellite this year, debris from it will be in orbit forever, or until eventually it drifts off into space. But the more you junk this up, suppose you had circling around the Atlanta airport, the Chicago airport, New York airport, LA airport. Junk and debris and incoming airplanes had to figure it out and dodge it all the time. You couldn't have aviation. We're not going to be able to have satellites up there when China and Russia do these kinds of things. And now the funny thing to me is they're attacking Elon Musk. He didn't do this on purpose. And they were not threatened. They were not threatened. You know, I've often thought, I don't know if you remember the Monroe Doctrine back in the 19th century. The Monroe Doctrine is that the United States said, we will not tolerate a foreign power in the Western Hemisphere. You know, we don't want Britain. We don't want other European countries coming in. This is our turf. I've often thought we should have imposed a Monroe Doctrine when we controlled space and we were the only ones in it. Back when in the first moon landing, 1969, and then throughout the 70s, but we didn't do it. Instead, you know what we did? We invited foreign students to come to MIT and Caltech and told them how to build space satellites and stations, told them how to build nuclear weapons. And they all went back to China and Pakistan and Iran and everywhere else. And they competed with us. That was a big mistake, a very, very big mistake. Now it's very hard to impose a Monroe Doctrine in space because all these characters have something up there. And even though we could bomb them and drive them out, that is not a conducive to world peace back here. So I stand by Elon Musk, good man. Elon Musk, born in South Africa. He migrated to Canada. Fortunately, he got into the United States, went to the University of Pennsylvania, majored in physics. And I got to tell you something. Put yourself in Elon Musk's shoes. What he did would never have occurred to me. I would not have had the ability to do it. He sat down one day and he said, you know, I'm going to build a car company to compete with Ford and GM and Honda. And I'm going to build a space company and compete with NASA. And I'm going to make money out of it so that I'm the wealthiest person in the world. And I think that Elizabeth Warren unfairly attacked him, said he has to pay taxes. He said, I pay $11 billion a year in taxes. $11 billion a year in taxes, not avoiding taxes. But here's the deal. That is an amazingly talented guy who could sit back down in the modern era and say, I'm going to take on Ford, GM, Honda. I'm going to take on Mercedes-Benz. I'm going to take on NASA. I'm going to build a car company and I'm going to build a space company. I'm going to compete with him. And he did it. My hat's off to him. My hat is off to him. But this is not the only stuff that China has been pulling. And I want to give you a couple of other examples. There is a woman in China. Hopefully she's still alive. Her name is Li Tiantian, T-I-A-N-T-I-A-N. She's a rural school teacher, nice gal, young gal. And she put out a post that said that, believe this or not, this is how obscure it is, that she thought that the official death count by the communist government of the Japanese rape of Nanjing in 1937 was off. 1937, the Japanese invaded China and they were as sadistic as the Nazis, what they did to people in Nanjing in 1937. They were sadistic as the Nazis. The only thing that stopped their own visions of racial superiority like the Nazis was World War II. In their case, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. In the Nazis' case, it was defeating them in World War II. But, you know, most people aren't going to go back and look at the official toll for the Nanjing massacre in 1937 and opine on it. Even if they do, you'd think most people would yawn. You know, that was something like 85 years ago. For doing that, Xi Jinping, president of China, had her arrested and put in a psychiatric hospital. Just before she was dragged off, she sent out a message. She said, quote, I've been targeted by public security. I didn't commit any crime, so I can never admit to one. But they want to seize the chance to convict me, end quote, and she will no longer be heard of again in a psychiatric hospital. That's what they do over there, for simply questioning the official figures. And I frankly don't know if she thought they were inflated, which to me, if I were she, I mean, I'd think it was such a horrible, sadistic thing that, you know, let it go, or if they undercounted it and there should be more. which is historically interesting. But she disappeared. Another one, you've heard of the tennis star over there, Peng Shuai, S-H-U-A-I. She accused the number two guy in China of raping her. They had dated for a while. They broke it off, and he broke in, and he flat-out raped her. She was arrested and disappeared for a while. She just surfaced the other day, and she put out a statement. Quote, I have never claimed or written about anyone sexually assaulting me, end quote. Marina Navratilova, one of the greatest of all time, an 18-time Grand Slam winner, said this is utter BS. Utter BS. Peng Shuai was arrested, taken to a location, either tortured or threatened that her family would be. She accuses the number two guy of raping her, and now suddenly, a little while later, she goes, I've always been very free. I've never claimed or written about anyone sexually assaulting me. This reminds me of the North Korean confessions back in the 1950s. That is a sick country. The people are not sick. People are very good people. Sick, sick. It is a communist country. It is reverting in the long run. It's going to cost them economically in every other respect. I want you to be updated on the situation in mainland China. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.